What is the status of women in society today in television and film?
If we look back to the Payne Fund studies back in the 1930s, a little study was done looking at 40 films and the percentage of women female characters, in those films for that study. And if I remember correctly, not more than 30% of the speaking characters from the 1930s were female. So that's really interesting if we just punctuate that as a historical statistic to think about present day. Well, let's fast forward. We've done several studies looking at gender and film. The first one we did was looking at 101 G-rated films, and we found that for every one female character, I believe the point statistic was there was 2.57 male speaking characters. And those were films, the most popular films that were rated G from 1990 to 2006.
Wow, so significant imbalance there.
Very much an imbalance, and it calculates to about 27-28%, which is not different than the Payne Fund studies. It is not different from the other published books.
So in almost 70, 80 years,
right,
we haven't changed.
Right. Well, thinking about that 100-year mark, where have females come in those last in the last century? So that was one study. We then did another study looking at females in popular films from 1990 to 2006, and sure enough, we found that across 400 films, Sarah, there was 2.71 males to every one female.
Wow.
So again, that 27-28% of all speaking characters were female.
Now, it's fascinating to me that nothing really seems to have changed. That seems to be the overall message.
Right.
But a lot of people argue that women have much more prominence in society. You know, Catherine Bigelow last year won her Oscar for Best Director, and it was the first time that a female won. Do you see any areas that have improved where women are keeping fairly strong, either in front of the camera or behind the scenes? And if not, where do you think the most improvement could come from?
I think that the data are always important, and grounding answers and evidence is really important. And I know from our own work, we've started to look at women behind the camera, and we find that for every 5 directors, writers, and producers that are male, there's only 1 female director, writer, or producer. The ratio behind the scenes is far more problematic and egregious than what we see on screen. But I think that's where the greatest hope lies, because we've been looking at the relationship between the two, meaning if you have a female writer, director, producer, does that change the number of females that you see on screen? And in a study we just released, we found that if you had a female director, the percentage of female characters on screen jumps significantly. I think if you really want to talk about change and diversifying on screen and behind the camera, the more women in those gatekeeping positions, whether it's running a studio, whether it's in the green lighting position at a company, whether it's writer, director, producer, the more women that fill those ranks, the more likely we'll see diversity on screen.